The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're on. We've got another great show for you today. We're going to talk about the new tax laws with my man, Tom Handler. He is probably the top tax attorney here in the United States, maybe in the world, and his specialty is protecting the assets of the high net worth individual. So I could tell you, he's going under each one of these new laws. He's going to have some insights for all of us. Then in the second half of the hour, I'm going to talk about how I find new properties and markets I have not yet explored. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll give an update on Vivian. Spoiler alert, she's doing great. I love that woman. So let's get it started with some hot music. Wanda, take it away. Superstitious, that's right. Well, you don't have to be superstitious if you get in your car from Warren Henry because they know what's happening. Just helped my mom get a car from them. It was awesome. They did a great job. They got her, they put her into an Infiniti for the same price as it would have cost her to have a Toyota. So high five to the friends at Warren Henry. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. We know by now they've got a great Audi store in Gainesville, and they got all kinds of great nameplates down in their Key West store. Well, what do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me. That's me, my mom, and my wife as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. Need some cash for your real estate deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What does that mean? That means we're flexible, creative, that one person will make the decision. We will commit that day and we will close within a week. You say no way. I say yes way. We're talking to somebody about that today. Person had two properties. They were under construction, beautiful waterfront homes. We went out and got a loan from somebody they didn't know. And the person just messed them around and never really came up and helped them finance. So they've got an issue. They got to finish those homes and get them open. Who did they call? They called us. They called me at 305-773-6300. We already have a loan on a home on one of the streets, and we know the neighborhood that the other property's in. So we knew right away what we could do. We told them, and we're going to work with us, and we're going to close that loan hopefully in the next 10 days. So it'd be awesome. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe need a complex real estate deal. Met with somebody today about a big equity chunk for their apartment project. That's right. We know the institutions too. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
A new season. A fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park.
Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, we've got Tom. Is Tom on the line?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
All right, Wanda flubbed your intro music, Tom. Sorry about that.
Wanda can't work and think and do... Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Wanda, you had 2 hours, girlfriend. Come on. We'll get you on the second one, Tom. Don't worry about it. So, hey, what's happening?
It's all good, but first I was going to say it's too bad that you guys don't get fired up for your show.
Yeah, we don't have any excitement here going.
I like to see a little enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, you know, we're never fired up. That's what happens. You know, we're coming from Miami where we're run by, you know, a Cuban coffee and Gatorade. What do you expect?
Well, I was actually in your neck of the woods. I was in Palm Beach last week for a family office conference and really enjoyed the great weather. And I'm back in Chicago. I went to the Blackhawks game last night and saw a stunning shootout victory with, I don't know how many shots in the shootout, but it's the longest one I've ever seen live. So it's just a fun game to watch.
So you're all fired up too then?
It's all good.
Hey, all right. And hey, by the way, thanks for the intro to Dave and the rest of the team up there. I've really been enjoying my my time meeting with the Spearhead folks. They're awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to try to do some things together. I introduced them to somebody today. So it's really an exciting time as you know, we continue to do stuff. So, Tom, tell me this. Uncle Sam's pointing a finger. He wants me. He wants my money. Now, they say everybody's getting a tax cut, but there's still a whole lot of things that people have to consider. Mortgage interest rate reduction, retirement savings, how it'll affect the whole economy. There. Is that enough of a ball of wax for you to chew on?
Yeah. Well, you know, we got busy, and I think most people who tax or estate or business planning got busy in the fourth quarter, and there's been no let up. So it's going to be a frenetic year for people to do planning because there's so many opportunities. So in terms of those comments about the cuts really are pretty much across the board. So from a big picture standpoint, somewhere between 94% to 95% of all taxpayers are paying less. And of course, the media, you know, keeps saying, well, you know, the biggest cuts went to the rich. It benefits the rich. That's because the rich are the only ones that are paying any taxes for the most part, the middle class and the wealthy. In fact, the data, the real live data is such that as we sit here today, this law is going to greatly increase the number of people that pay no tax to well over 50%. So well over the 50% of the American population is paying nothing. Right now, the top 20% of taxpayers pay about 75% of all taxes. The top 1% pay 50% of all income taxes, and more than the bottom 90% combined. And by contrast, to put this in perspective, in 1979, the top 1% paid only 18%. So in less than 40 years, they've picked up the tax burden of 32% of the rest of the country. So they're very big numbers. So all but 5 or 6% of the top 1% got a cut, but frankly, they're the ones paying all the taxes. And the net result of this, in general, should be some really good things. So I am encouraged. Job numbers have been strong. I think inversions will slow down. There'll be fewer people expatriating and leaving the country. More businesses will consider locating here. Money's coming back into the country, both from U.S. businesses and foreign businesses. So I think it's very encouraging, but there's definitely some things that we can focus on to do some even better planning. So really three areas are of interest. One is income tax planning opportunities. The second are business planning opportunities. And the third are estate planning opportunities. And I'll take them in that order if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so probably my biggest disappointment in the act, I think they made a mistake in repealing what they call the SALT tax, the state and local tax deductions.
Right.
They're now limited to $10,000, which certainly does not go very far in a tax where you've got states where the real estate tax on a million-dollar home is $30,000, right? And the state income tax is 15. And so people in those blue states that are desperate for revenue, and these also tend to be the top GDP states. So these are states that inordinately pay in huge amounts of money to the government, and at the same time, they don't get back anywhere near the amount they pay in. So I've heard a lot of, you know, moaning and groaning from, you know, certain states saying, oh, these big states, you know, the big states are paying all the revenue and the rest of the country is benefiting. But in part, those big GDP states are the ones that have the high taxes. And that's where the taxpayers really got hurt. So people from, you know, Illinois, California, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, there's about 10 states that fall in that basket. And they really got hurt. So those deductions are going to hurt them. And that's why I'm going to be in that 5 to 6% of people who actually pay more taxes. So unfortunately, my taxes went up, but for most of my clients, it went down. So on the income tax side, I don't like the SALT provision. That's probably the worst thing they did, in my opinion. Most of the other things I think are pretty good. And I think the cuts are good, and they're very generous. One big opportunity are the Act limited effective January 1st. There are no longer miscellaneous itemized deductions. And these are expenses that fall in a category for the production or preservation of income. So these are things like tax planning, tax preparation, investment advice, investment consultants, investment research, investment investigations, investment education, safe deposit box, you know, home QuickBooks program, asset protection. There's about 80 deductions that fall in that category, and they're gone. They're just completely gone. So in the past, they were subject to limitations based on income. They were subject to phase-out for some taxpayers, and the Pease Amendment would further limit it for additional group of taxpayers. So they had lots of limits on them. Well, now they're just gone. The opportunity here is that people who have enough assets under management to constitute a family office, they've got an opportunity to get those kind of deductions if they're structured properly. So there's a big planning opportunity for family offices to not lose all those deductions where the rest of us are going to lose them. With respect to some of the other items that I think are very interesting, on the business side, bringing back the opportunity to repatriate money at these very reduced rates, 15.5% on cash and 8% on non-cash, that's a game changer. And that's going to allow money to come back here for all kinds of reasons and hopefully slow down inversions of companies leaving the country. And, you know, Chicago's lost a couple, Fortune 100 companies as a result of that, the previous levels of very high corporate taxation. So this is really a good thing long-term. And it won't pay off overnight, but I think the long-term results are very significant. The two big opportunities for businesses are, first, this rather magical depreciation allowance. Full recovery or expensing of assets acquired after September 27th of last year all the way up to January 1 of 2023 is a huge deal, and there's a slow phase-out between 2024 and 2027. So that means if you buy $300,000 of equipment, you may have to write that equipment off over 4, 15, depending on what it is, years, and now you can expense it up front. So it provides a real encouragement to build the business, grow the business, buy better equipment, newer equipment, more efficient equipment, expand the business, and it will do just that. Over the course of history, whenever every country that's put in these kinds of provisions has built up its infrastructure, its manufacturing capacity, it's a boom to businesses, and that's exactly what they're going to do. So I'm very pleased with that provision, but that's the opportunity. For those who have businesses out there, there's a time to kick things up a notch and purchase assets that will change the business and really make a difference in your productivity, now is the time to do it. The other big opportunity relates to the ability to get this 20% deduction for pass-through entities. So the corporation rate for C corporations, think of large public corporations are most of those, but certainly there are private C corporations as well. That's a corporation that pays double tax. It's not a conduit. So it pays tax once, then if it distributes dividends, you pay tax again on it. So it's a inefficient vehicle for tax purposes, but that's the price you pay for being a C corporation. Well, now with the rate of 21%, that puts us around the middle of the pack in the world. So I believe the OECD average is about 20.5%. I think the world average is about 22%. So I would like to have seen this a little lower. 20, 18, 19 would have been better. But this at least makes us halfway competitive. And there are certainly much better countries. But this will stop a whole bunch of companies from leaving the country. It will encourage others to form here or not divert their revenue out of the United States. So this is a true game changer and visionary. And I think this was proposed years ago. It didn't originate with the Trump administration. But this has been out there for a long time, and this administration finally got it done. So this is a good thing long-term for all of us, and that money's going to come back and benefit the shareholders, you know, widows, orphans, and pension plans that own these companies. They're all owned by our 401ks and IRAs. It'll benefit the employees who have a chance of getting better benefits and bonuses. It'll help the companies because they can build up and compete effectively on a global stage. So that's a game changer. I'm absolutely thrilled about that. And then probably the biggest opportunity I see is on the estate and gift side, where they made some very, very significant changes.
Tom, can we take a break? We're going to come back. I want to talk about the estate tax. I also want to talk about the impact on small businesses and S-Corps, because a lot of the people down in Miami, they have small businesses, S-Corps, and I want to understand how this is going to help them out, too. So, Tom, stick with us. We'll talk about the estate tax impact. We're all our high net worth folks. And we'll also talk about S-Corp, which is basically the small private businesses. Tom, can you hang with us and do that extra segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, well, let's go. We've got to get this in and get it out because we got Tom Handler holding, and time is money. Oh yeah, this is my generation. It sounds like we've had a generational switch in the tax codes, and if you're listening to Tom, it sounds like it's good for America, or for most of America, and unless you live in one of those high tax states like Tom does, maybe Tom's going to move to Florida. Maybe we ask him about that. Anyway, if he wants to move to Florida, I can help him get a mortgage. I can help anybody get a mortgage. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You got bad credit. You're from out of the country. Having a problem with your bank. Bank said okay, then the bank said no. Well, if it's not inside the box, the standard box the banks will do, call us because we will do the loan for you. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. That's right. We'll do loans in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe, Tampa, Orlando. My partner has a plane. We'll get there. One person makes the decision. We'll give you a commitment that day, and we will close within a week. 305-773-6300. Get you to me. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, what are you going to do when you need a car? Maybe you want to buy it. Maybe you want to lease it. When my mom needed a car, I'll tell you where I took her. I took her to Warren Henry. So if I'm taking my mom to Warren Henry, I think you know what I think about Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why I always advise you to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and they got all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, my mom, as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
And now, from the University of Illinois, playing your asset protection specialist, Mr. Tom Handler. Bring it on, Tommy. Thank you, Wanda, for helping us out.
You know, it's not good to make me laugh before I'm supposed to talk.
I hope you play that for your friends. You know, you should hear what the guy in Miami does. You should play this. You know, you can play it for them. They'll crack up, I'm sure.
They will. And I'm sure my mom's listening right now, so it's all good.
So listen, we were going into what the estate tax. I could be a Republican and call it the death tax for a second. And I also wanted to talk about the S-Corp because most of the small businessmen, they operate in an S-Corp format. So, Tom, softball, hit it out of the park, bro.
Well, the provision that you relate to is this 20% deduction for certain pass-through entities. So these are mostly medium and small businesses, though there are some very large companies set up this way. So it includes LLCs, which are limited liability companies, partnerships, general partnerships, limited liability partnerships, sole proprietorships, and S corporations. So any of those entities owned by individuals or trusts have the opportunity for this 20% deduction. There are a list of businesses that don't qualify, mostly service businesses. So things like law firms and accounting firms, we can't get that deduction, so we're not going to get our income limited, but the opportunity for businesses is very significant. So, and I should say, of the service professionals, the only ones that got exempted were the engineers. So I'm guessing the engineers made a massive campaign contribution to somebody because there's just no reason or justification for them being excluded. But, you know, God bless them. How are they?
Infrastructure.
Yeah. It was, we need infrastructure badly, and apparently they need much bigger houses. But in any event, not without being too cynical, I don't get it, but it is what it is. But this is a big benefit. It should free up capital, again, hopefully for expansion, better pensions, more benefits, business growth, new businesses. And there's really a couple of opportunities to put yourself in this position. Either you're going to be combining certain businesses to generate the types of income that qualify. You're going to be spinning out certain businesses that might not qualify to put them in a position where they may. So the business planning exercise here, and I would say the business owners need to drive this. You know, a lot of accountants and attorneys aren't quite there yet, but you want to get on this bandwagon sooner rather than later and really do an analysis, do some what-if scenarios to determine what you could do to benefit from this in part or in whole. If you're already, you know, right down the middle, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to qualify and life is good. But if you're not, you know, what would you need to do to qualify? Is it worth it? Does it make sense? And that's really the exercise that people are going to be going through over the course of the year. But this really cuts down the effective tax rate for these businesses and individuals or their trusts. So it's a game changer, and people should start working on these matters if they haven't already started to do so.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to drive all my income through my radio show then.
I'm not here to give legal advice.
We're just talking friendly. We're friendly guys here. Just having a friendly kibitz over the air.
It's an educational conversation.
That's all. Believe me, Tom. I'd love to get you down here one time and put some of our best people, our best clients and customers in front of you. We're going to have to work on that. Maybe have you come down to a round table before it gets too warm and before it gets warm up there, too. Now, what was about you were talking a little bit about the inheritance tax, which, you know, a lot of people are worried about from a social engineering standpoint, but we're only talking about it from a business standpoint today.
Yeah, I think what's happened here is that a tremendous number of people that would have had to pay tax just got taken off the rolls. And I don't think that's an unfair thing in that they've already paid tax on this income. This is money that they've earned or gotten some other way. They paid income tax, they paid sales tax, they paid real estate tax, property tax, franchise tax. They've already been taxed on it, and this is the government's effort to tax it again. So besides the federal estate gift and generation skipping tax, which can be very confiscatory, a number of states have an estate or an inheritance tax or both, and they come in and out of the law as states are broke or need the revenue. So the inheritance tax is actually charged on the person, the beneficiary, and the estate itself may have to pay tax and estate tax as well. And then, of course, there's the federal taxes on top of that. So it's not unusual to see 75%, 80% taxation in some states of whatever you already paid tax on and then died with. So
it sounds like a total ripoff.
It sounds like a confiscatory tax. So I think
you're such a lawyer.
Everyone is pleased. Of course, so everyone is pleased that the numbers went up, and it's going to give a lot of relief to small business. It's not going to help a lot of family farms and ranches because they're often so land rich and cash poor, they're well over these numbers for the most part. But it's going to help an awful lot of small businesses avoid some problems. So the opportunity here is that the exemption, in effect, doubled. So it's now $11.2 million per person,
wow,
or $22.4 million per couple. And what that means is, with that lifetime exclusion amount, up until you reach that amount, you don't have to pay an estate or gift tax, at least to the feds. Now, some of the states are at $1 million, some are at $4 million, some are in sync with the feds. It's all over the board, so you have to be careful. You still could have as high as a 16% tax charged by your state on everything over $1 million. So because you're off the hook federally, doesn't necessarily mean you're off the hook in your particular state. And a ton of people out there will have these old estate plans that were tied to much lower exemption. So this is the highest exclusion amount in history by far. The last exclusion was the biggest one in history by far. So many estates, estate plans, wills, and living trusts need to be redone because they have these various exclusion formulas and trusts set up after death that don't exist during life, and the formulas aren't going to work in an awful lot of them. So for those of you who've not updated your estate plans in the last 3 to 4 years, you should absolutely go in and have a conversation and make sure that it still does what you want it to do. So from a planning standpoint, just get things where you want them to go and to make sure that it is state tax efficient for both federal and state purposes, and it's also efficient from an income tax standpoint because both the estate and the trusts and the beneficiaries could end up paying an income tax, and there are income taxes charged in the estate on things like IRAs and pension plans.
Tommy, we only have like 3 minutes left, so I want you if you could give like a real targeted summary, of course, unless you want to do another segment, that's up to you. But to finish this off, maybe you could target it and just give people kind of an overall bow on it.
Yeah, I would say that the big opportunities, other than keeping your estates current, is we've got this new opportunity, and this exemption is here, but it disappears in 2025. If Trump is not reelected, it could disappear 3 years from now. So whether it's here or not is your call, but my suggestion is I would plan sooner rather than later. One, because the exclusion may not be there. You may have a much smaller amount to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, for large estates, you know, this is the best it's ever been. And then secondly, interest rates are going up, and the feds may raise rates 2 or 3 more times this year. And every little uptick in interest rates has a massive impact on many advanced estate planning concepts, like gifts, sales with notes, state freezes, grant to retain annuity trusts, and sales to intentionally defective trusts. All those transactions are interest rate sensitive. So because the interest rates are moving up, the time to move is much sooner rather than later, and all of those vehicles should be a priority for anybody that has a potentially taxable estate. And then for people who are over that, you know, ultra high net worth and family office type clients, I would suggest moving sooner rather than later. They may have 3 years, but as the income tax rates tick up, they're going to cost themselves a lot of money every time the rates move. So for that reason, some urgency is required, but this is really a fair provision, I think. The estates being charged a tax, the top 1% aren't in favor of repealing the estate tax. They feel comfortable giving something back. They've done well enough to be able to do that. So there's really no, shouldn't say no, there's very little support among the top 1% to repeal the estate tax, but nobody wanted to be paying tax on everything over $1 million. That doesn't seem quite fair. So at this number, I would say people are very satisfied for the most part. And those who aren't satisfied, well, you can give it to charity, or you can use these techniques to try to give it to your family and have a little bit more control over where the money goes. But that's going to require some effort and planning and a lot of math. This is these calculations are somewhat sensitive, but there's some really good opportunities here. So all in all, it's going to be a big year for attorneys and accountants, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for businesses, individuals, and people with taxable estates to do something about it, and at the same time, you know, have a meaningful impact on the people around us and foundations and charities and our workplaces and taking better care of employees. So all in all, I think this is a pretty good thing with only a couple of reservations.
Tom, if people want to read up on this, is there like information on your website, or if they want to get a hold of you, can they call your assistant and set up a call or something? How would that work?
Sure. There are a number of things on our website. We've published a number of things on this. We have newsletters. We're happy to send copies out to people if they're not on the website. But our website is handlerthayer.com. Anybody can access it. And our main office in Chicago is 312-641-2100. We're in Scottsdale, Wellington, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. Most of us are in Chicago.
I can't wait to see you. Next time you come down, you better come visit Vivian and I, or I'm going to have to come to Chicago. And I want to set up a thing where we have like a little round table, bring some of our listeners or some of our folks in to meet you. Maybe that's something we can arrange maybe this spring before it gets too warm up there. You know, you never know, Tom.
It would be great fun as long as it's educational. It works for me.
Okay, well, we'll make sure it's educational without any, you know, anything else. Whatever the way you want to handle it, we'll handle it. That's Tom Handler handling it for us. Did I really just say that?
You did. And Jim, thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, see you soon, Tom. And thanks so much for participating. We really appreciate your team helping us coordinate this.
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
You got it. Bye-bye. We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk about how I go out into the field and find new deals. And then we're also going to talk about how Vivian's feeling, what's going on. Stick with us. It's going to be an awesome show. I promise you, you'll learn more about how you can make your day better right after this.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in the Keys. In fact, that's where we went looking for my mom's car. We started out in the Keys looking for a Toyota, and by the time we were done, we were buying an Infiniti up here because Larry found a way to make the Infiniti cost about the same on a monthly basis for my mom as the Toyota. So high five to the folks at Warren Henry. That's why they're part of our family. Every car they sell comes with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'm sure my mom's driving that person crazy right now. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wow, sounds like a real blast out there. So kick back and enjoy. We're going to talk about some really good stuff about how I find real estate deals, and we'll talk about the beautiful, wonderful miracle that Vivian's experiencing. But if I can help you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've got my pulse, my finger on the pulse of the real estate capital markets. Need cash? Got it. Need equity? Got it. Need debt? Got it. Need your problem solved fast? Done. Check the box. One person makes the decision at our place. We can close in a week. You'll get a commitment the same day. So if you're looking to pull cash out of your real estate, if you're looking to recapitalize your real estate, maybe somebody needs their money out and it causes the deal to fall apart, give us a call at 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach and Monroe Counties, Orlando and Tampa. We'll go there. We'll follow you. We want to help you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Debt, equity, creative solutions, private lending. We've got them all at our fingertips. And when you call me at 305-773-6300, like the person that knocked me off the Facebook before when they called, 305-773-6300, call me. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get your pencils ready because here comes your business plan. I don't have any notes. It's coming straight from my brain. So let's make believe you're going and you're looking and you want to start finding a real estate deal somewhere. What are you going to do? How are you going to start? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to drive up and down the market. You got to learn the lay of the land. So I go up and down each street 4, 5, 6 times, take photos, go on the internet. I learn everything. I'm never going to see everything the first time. I also make sure I look at all the people that make the market. I call the different realtors that I know, the different real estate brokers that I know. I know lawyers. I know accountants. A lot of times I know landowners directly, people that own big properties, and I start networking them. That's right. You network for deals. You don't just find them. You network for them. You start asking people, what do they think about this? What do they think about that? And what you're really looking for is a deal that's maybe going sideways where you can help. That's like my ad that I always do for real estate financing. You know, give me a call because if you need help, I can help. Well, in the same circumstance, sometimes people are doing a deal. The deal takes a while and maybe they run out of money. Maybe their original concept wasn't right and it needs to be changed. There's a deal like that I'm working on right now. A person goes and gets the approvals and a site plan and a rendering for a mixed-use project. Maybe they want retail and office and hotel, but maybe what really is needed there is multifamily. Well, maybe multifamily doesn't drive the high number that the person needs. Maybe they need to do something that's mixed-use. What do? Well, you wait. You wait until the numbers that they're requiring come in and fit what you're trying to do, or you get creative and come up with a new concept. I met today with a person. You know, every time I meet with a different developer, they come up with a different concept. It amazes me how creative the developers are and how much internal fortitude they have. So one of the ideas that was brought up to me today was kind of a living experience focused on a single niche. I don't want to discuss which one it was because I'll have the person on at another date. Suffice it to say, this is a game changer. This person can actually build a deal right next to another deal and you won't compete. I think that's a solution. I've actually got another client who owns land who's got a multi-phase project, and he's going to want to hear about this. So we're going to talk about that and put that together. And that's another way that you come up with real estate deals. You network, you think outside the box. You ask people what their opinions are. You ask them the status of a particular transaction. And oh, by the way, it's not always the person that makes the first offer or the highest offer that wins the deal. It's sometimes the person that waits and can execute the best. That's why I always say, remember, give us a call because we close fast. The reason that it's important that we close fast is sometimes you're going to find a deal and you just need to close it immediately. And what happens? You need to show proof of funds. Give me a call. Give me a call and we'll have proof of funds for you that day in a form of a commitment that we can close within a week. That's a pretty powerful statement when you're trying to push in front of some other buyer. Also, another thing is that you may find by reading the papers, the different periodicals. It used to be that you could only get a hard copy. You'd have to subscribe. My goodness, you go online now, everything's available. I went and researched a whole category of lenders today in an hour and a half by just simply asking Google. I used to have to pay $500 to be a member of an organization. Now it's right there on the internet. Had another call today that came in. It was somebody that was looking for a real estate deal. It was one of my clients, and I helped them find that deal. What we did was we pointed out that the investor that they originally had on the transaction was misrepresenting the valuation on the property, that they had originally ordered an appraisal from somebody that must have been a captured appraiser, and it just wasn't right. And so we pointed that out, and we said, we're happy to make the loan, but this is the circumstances, and oh, by the way, you better check on this, because if you do a loan based on this, you're going to run out of money, and that's going to hurt you. So we helped that person save their deal. And the way I found that was simply by having actually, that came in on social media. Now that I think of it, the source that we got the loan request from has been on the show before, about a year ago. But we keep reposting the content, and I put it up probably over the weekend. If I recall correctly, maybe it was yesterday even, and then today I got a call. So another way to find the deals is social media, staying in front of everybody. When I'm going to go out and I'm going to look for properties, I'm going to put it up on LinkedIn, put it up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. They'll all be different posts. The LinkedIn will be very professional and technical. The Facebook will be more middle of the road. Hi, this is me, and I'll be doing my little video right in front of, well, not necessarily where I'm looking for the property, but maybe in the town with the sign up in front of me, and then I'll do an Instagram. And the Instagram will be even a little bit more fun. Sorry, I just can't do Snapchat. 4 platforms is too much for me. But if you need to go out and you need to find property, make sure you've got credibility. Make sure you've got focus. Make sure you're detail-oriented. And make sure you keep records because you're never going to remember everything you saw or did. And you're going to make sure you keep a record of it. Oh, boy, that was a whole big segment with just off the top of my mind. My brain is kind of fried after that. Why don't we take a break for a minute? And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more real estate. So back after this, let's have some fun.
Knock it out, yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah. James Brown making an appearance. So, yeah, we used to have him when we did all the health stuff. He's like, I feel good. Well, that was great. I like thank that. Thank you, Wanda, for that. You know, one of the things I always like to tout is the great service that we get from Warren Henry. And this past week, I took my mom out to Warren Henry. She needed a new car. She got T-boned on the way home from work, totaled her car. She was in rehab for 3 months, wasn't able to be there for me, or I wasn't able to be there for her because I had to be germ-free for Vivian, couldn't go visit her at the nursing home. So the folks at Warren Henry treated us great. They treated us like family. No surprise, because they've done it for my wife and I for many, many years. Finally got my mom in there, and they helped her get into an Infiniti for the same cost it was going to be for a Toyota. I don't know. I just think that that's a great thing. I love you guys at Warren Henry, Ismet, Larry, the rest of the team, Peter. Thank you guys so much. Samantha, you're all great. Hey, you know what? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, do what I do. Get every advantage that you can. Go over to Warren Henry. You've got to check them out. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Each one's an exceptional car. They've got awesome cars in Gainesville. They've got Audi. I've driven the Audi A7 test drive. It's amazing. But each one of these cars comes with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, personal assistance. You can call anytime for help. I'm sure that my mom is driving the personal assistant crazy right now. So you get that for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my sister, my mom, and my wife. Join us as members of the Warren Henry family. You'll love every minute of it. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
New season,
a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
All right. Hey, maybe you need some capital for your real estate deal, commercial or residential. You know, we're giving great construction loans right now. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300. The banks are backing away from construction loans. They're having to be done privately. We just did a $13 million loan for townhouse construction. We've got another loan like that right now. So if you're looking for construction funds, give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you bought a house. You wanted to gut rehab it and put it back on the market, but something happened in the middle and things went sideways. Give me a call. I can help. 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Monroe. We want to do deals in the Keys. Want to help the Keys come back. Give us a call. Vero, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, Naples, we'll go there. If you've got a real estate issue that can be solved with cash, that's quick, creative, strong, that's us. Tens of millions of dollars ready to bring to you, to rescue you, to help you out, to bridge you to the next part of the deal. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Now, we've made it even easier to connect with 880 The Biz while you're on the go. Download our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. And stay connected to the latest business news with your mobile device. Listen online right through the app. Stay connected, even while you're busy. For more information, go to 880thebiz.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, hold on. The phone's ringing. Somebody needs money. Hold on.
Meanwhile, back at the show.
All right. See that? Happens.
What's happening?
Every time.
What's happening?
We call. There you
as soon
are,
as
Wanda.
You say it, someone calls.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, that's what it does. I guess I got to get a second phone or broadcast off my iPad now.
Or there's voicemail, right?
Yeah, there is. I just sent it to voicemail.
Okay.
All right. So listen, one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to take some time. People always talk to me about Vivian. I met with somebody today at lunch.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. It's great. Very inspirational.
Is she moving about?
She's moving about. Today was the first time she went to the doctor without me. I kind of felt bad about that. But, you know, what are you going to do? I got to kick the bird out of the nest at some point.
You're going to have to let go sometime.
Well, it's not really letting go. It's just letting loose a little bit. Because
the
one thing
go,
I told her.
She can do it.
I know. Well, I told her when I came back home tonight that I wanted to make sure I got home early enough so that we could hug and kiss and snuggle. Because that's what's really coming back. Yeah. My wife is coming back as a person and as a human being. And it's the most wonderful thing. It makes me feel absolutely terrific. I want to thank Chaya Lip. And Betty DiMartini for helping us out. Chaya introduced us to Betty. Chaya found her on Craigslist, and I met Chaya on Facebook.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-Y-A. Yeah, you got to make sure you're clearing your throat when you're saying
her
name.
That's fun.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Chaya.
Yeah, she's a special person.
Hi, Chaya.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, Vivian's doing great. She rides around with lots of water. My job is, I got two jobs now for Vivian.
Oh, you've got another one.
Well, yeah. What I do with Vivian is I measure her liquids going in and going out.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wash my hands after I measure it going
out. That's even better.
Well, she's amazing. She's a machine. I mean, that kidney that Betty gave her, I mean, they could probably use that to pump the Everglades out. It's so good. And it's amazing. And next week, I'm going to go. Actually, next week, we'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Conference in Orlando. I got to come back because Larry locked up all the stuff in the back. I can't get it. Maybe I'll have him Uber it out to me.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving on Thursday, so I'll have Larry Uber it out to me.
All right.
I'm not worried about that. You've heard of Uber Eats? That'll be Uber technology.
Maybe they can bring some food, too.
Well, you never know. And then, so I'm going to go with Vivian. We're going to see her nephrologist. But Vivian today, we found out from her doctors that all her tests are straight A's. She's a straight A-plus student.
Yay.
All of her tests are great. She's got this test creatine that they give her. She's at like 1.1, which is almost like what a baby would have. You know, I'm like a professional family member. Every time I go in there, I warn everybody, hey, you know, I'm a professional family member. They don't know what that means. Well, what that means is that you don't get anything in the hospital or from the doctors unless you start poking. I'm a professional poker is what that means.
Hmm.
By the end, they know. And I know how to ask. I'm not really that bad at asking.
No, you're not.
I'm just consistent, which is how I got her the kidney in the first place. So
and
she's
persistent.
Doing great. She's doing great. We're going to start going to some of her favorite classes again at the Sacred Space, probably in another couple of weeks. We've got a wedding this weekend, but I'm really not sure that that's the best place because she runs out of gas real
now,
fast.
Wait, back. You're going to go to some of her favorite classes?
Well, of course. That's what being a couple's all about.
Well, what do you like?
Well, I like to go to...
You just like to go with Vivian.
That's right.
All right. Well, can learn something while you're there.
Well, of course I learned something.
It's a sacred space.
Well, what I learn is I learn how to calm myself down, a little mindfulness, all
How's that
other
going?
Stuff.
It's getting there.
I'm on the way.
It's
on that
progress.
Train. I've been on the way for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, so how's Fluffy back there? What's going on?
He's very calm today.
Yeah, I know. Usually we can get him we can get Polo into the picture, but not today.
I usually get him riled up with a little game of kill your baby.
Oh, well, hey.
Killed a baby.
Yeah, well, that's really.
That's what it's called, killed a baby.
Well, I don't think we want to talk about that without explaining that.
It's a squeaky toy.
Okay.
He likes, you know, this is a squeaky toy. He likes to kill the baby.
All right. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Oh, surely they know.
Now, Wanda, let's talk a little bit about your new business. You've got a new business going on.
Oh,
tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we're amping up the podcasting here at good old Salem Media. So hopefully helping people bring more life to their business and talk about some. I was just listening to some podcasts today. There's a lot of interesting things out there. So if you've got something interesting you like to talk about, give us a call.
You know, I was reading that.
Mostly we're going to focus on business, but I'm thinking, you know, if you'd like to knit, why not?
Well, I've been reading about this, and audio and visual podcasts is a huge percent of the people that get their news now from podcasts.
Yeah.
And while this is live radio, we do offer it as a podcast off the website, you know, when Robert Pitts puts it up on probably tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really important. People got to realize, they go, Jim, how'd you find that kidney? I found it by networking. Notice when I talk about how do I find real estate, it's about networking. It's all about, at this point, creating a brand that Bruce helps us to do. We create a brand. The brand is something that people want to affiliate with, and it makes them feel good to affiliate with it, and then they want to do deals with us. I just got a call before we went on the air where I'm going to be an expert witness in a case, and, you know, I said, thank you. I really appreciate that. The gentleman told me, well, Jim, why wouldn't we want you? You're one of the, well, I don't want to go in and tout my own horn, but suffice it to say that I'm relatively
dying. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
I'll
like
see
that.
It.
Thank you so much. Sure. You can say that. And, you know, so I want to bring that to different people. That's why I have the radio show. I want to share it with people. People stop me all the time and ask me questions and what do I think about this or that. And today's one of the days where I just wanted to, you know, kick it back and forth with you, Wanda, because you're really a very important part of the show.
And the thing about podcasting is you can listen on your own time.
Well, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. And, I mean, you can also have a radio show. We won't stop you. But, you know, that way people can, it comes to your little device and
it's an SRS feed. Is that what they call it? They do like a feed or something?
Yes.
And so you've got studios here. You're going to be able to do video. You'll help them with the content.
Yeah,
you'll help them with some graphics. It sounds like a great business.
So we thought we'd have some people in and give me something to do.
I think it's
with
great.
My spare time.
Well, I've been doing this. This is 453 shows.
Yeah.
Each show has two or three or four interviews in it. Each one is podcast capable.
There
so
you go.
Thousands of content.
Boom.
And you want to know something? It's not the one time that does it. It's the multiple times and doing it repetitively and doing it, I would say, religiously here at 880. That probably fits. And, you know, I just really enjoy it. I'm not saying that I'm
national.
Beyond that, what it really does, it is fun. What it does is it helps you to project who you are. And that's the most important thing today because I'm going to sound like Brewster Kelly. I should fluff up my white hair here.
Well, all right.
And I don't have a black shirt on. But the point
you
is that.
Harmonica.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring my harmonica either. And so you got to remind him to bring that next time.
I have one.
Okay. And, you know, but people want to do business with people they know, they trust, they like, and this is a way to break out from the rest of the pack because when they bring the five people together to talk about which one they want, it's going to be the one that they feel the closest with, one that they feel is the smartest, one that they can project and relate to. You know, even when I've got Tom Handler, God, he's got to be the smartest guy I know. Did you hear that? The way he just rolls that stuff out there?
You say that a lot. You know a lot of smart guys, I got
to
tell you.
Well, it's about knowing who to call.
Yeah.
And what I'd really like to do is get Tom down here and have him meet some of the people that I know could really profit and benefit from that. I think we're going to do that. Maybe we should talk to Jim and do like round tables with some of my guests and bring them out and have the folks meet them. You know, that sounds kind of interesting.
That could be fun, or it could be a podcast.
Well, you're too cute.
Yeah,
all right. Kinda. So how do people get information about the podcast, Wanda?
I think they can just go to 880 The Biz and all the information will be there. I think we're also doing some special packages right now just to amp it up a little bit, get some people in here because it's just it's new, it's exciting, and you should be a part of it because it's the way of radio, the new way of radio.
You know, I think that you should come with me when I go out to some of my networking events.
I'm gonna.
I think that you know, I think it'd
I
be great for
out.
People. And they should meet you, and this way, you know, we'll get a fishbowl. Maybe some of them will, you know, win a raffle for a podcast. I think it'd be very nice for them. I could push some of them your way because I think it really is a way to present and project who you are and to differentiate yourself. One time I was at this PR thing for attorneys, and one of the questions was, if we sent you an email, would you open it up? And the guy goes, if it's not on point, I'm going to block you. And they go, well, what about, I asked him, well, what about an audio clip that maybe had a point that you were interested. He says, that's different.
That's
I'd probably
different.
Listen to that.
There you go.
You know, and people are riding
people
around
love
in
to
their
hear
cars.
Your voice.
Well, people are riding around in their cars. Yes, they like hearing my voice.
They do.
But for instance, we had Casey Conway on a couple weeks ago talking about interest rates and the Fed. I had one of my banker and what's going on with banks. I had one of my banker friends put that on. So it all makes sense, and it's all really good. Hey, Wanda, I got to wrap it up. I got caught up in Kibitz here.
You got a minute.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank Wanda. I want to thank Tom Handler and Handler Thayer for bringing us Tom. Well, I think I'm going to try to set up an event with Tom. Tom's really a key person for me. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the Miami Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'll be up at their conference in Orlando. It's sold out. Can't go anymore. Sorry. But you can listen, and we'll be interviewing some thought leaders and bringing some of the trends from the Trends and Conference up there. I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube too. The website, Fried on Business, gets lots of hits. If you missed our show today, it'll be up tomorrow on the website, Fried on Business. What, Wanda?
I said, yep.
That's right. Hey, this is Jim Fried and Wanda Miles for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6, where I'll be broadcasting live from Orlando at the University of Florida Real Estate Trends Conference. Why? Because I just love doing this. Can't you tell?
He does.
I know. Hey, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm out of here. Honey, I'm on my way home. I love you and can't wait to hug you.
Traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.